Mustard's out. He should be back soon.
What?
Think me and you could date?
Where are you?
We love you. We want to honor you here on
From the height of the highway on ramp we saw two dogs, a dead in a field, glowing on the Oakland Coliseum, green seats, wasteland.
Dogs
we thought were dead,
they rose up.
Rose up when whistled at, ribcage inflating, like men on the beach being photographed. A guard dog, for what?
For what?
Against overzealous, penniless athletic fanatics. Getting into games through a hole in the fence.
For the owner of the blue tarp tent.
Pitch by a creek beneath the on ramp.
In the privacy
of the last three.
Skin and bony tree.
The devoid of leaves.
And us under sea.
With our new CDs.
Zipping on dead E.
Thank you.
prison.
Damn straight.
Does the S curve overshoot it? Ah, it's into the ivy.
What is this? It's a game. It's a fun one.
Ah. dude.
White Russian, thanks.
White Russian.
A couple of weeks ago, I went to a bike shop in Carmel Valley, California, as I was in need of a tune-up and some handlebar tape. Too lazy to learn how to tune up his own bike, you say? More like too busy doing important things, like scouting Indian restaurants. So I walked into the bike shop. To my surprise, nobody was there. I stood around for a while, and eventually a lost-looking woman ambled inside. I began to describe what I needed. And no sooner had I said three words than she cut me off with a curt interjection. Do you have your bike? Yes, I said. It's right there in the car outside. Let me bring it in.
What?
Now back in the shop with my bike, the woman seeming very preoccupied with nothing I could see, I once again began to explain what I wanted done, but my words trailed off as she abruptly turned and walked into the store office. Irritated, but wanting to give her the benefit of the doubt, I waited. Maybe she had to check on something important? She sat down in a chair facing away from me and began fiddling about with her phone, perhaps texting. You crazy old bat, thought I. What do you think you're bloody doing? Receiving no further acknowledgement of my presence, I began to burn with the fires of rage.
Come on!
Peering through a red miasma, I stalked out of the shop, thinking, perhaps I should kill her.
I will kill you!
I remember her saying, I'm already dead. 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 I'm already dead.
Well, today I let you reach the stand up and held your hands in some stupid symbol.
I'm already dead. I'm already dead.
You're gonna get up and scream.
I'm already dead. I'm already dead.
You're gonna get up and burn an X in your head.
Where are we, man?
At my house.
just a vacation. It's not permanent leaving. Every kid gets excited when his parents are yelling.
Thank you. you'd never be willing or able. And he looks like he was made on a table. Well, to be fair, I think he hates the bones quite well. But as soon as he opens his mouth, just assumed he completely gone off shagging. And I can just see you with your new uni pals standing bragging.
Are you drowning in bills? Can't even put food on the table for your four-year-old child? Thinking about selling the dog? BankBank has a solution for you. We can refinance your bills into one simple cash payment to one of our friendly goons each week. BankBank will even send other goons to stomp on those pesky loan sharks that won't get off your back. BankBank. Brought to you by Ezekawa Heavy Banking Industries. BankBank is a gentle and lovable Wall Street institution and denies all allegations of predatory practices and fraudulent record keeping.
Sound. be free.
help me.
Can't help you, man.
kiss me, I kiss you.
What are you looking
oh
at?
No.
What? I'm sorry, but no. I'm out of Skittles, man.